from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Jessica, July 31st. The morning read, 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from The Guardian World. Middle East crisis live. Trump claims Gaza deal reached. Iran targets U.S. bases in Kuwait. Response from Hamas and Israeli officials suggest Gaza deal still faces obstacles. Tehran launches drone strikes at Kuwait in retaliation for recent U.S. attacks. Trump claims agreement for complete disarmament of Hamas in Gaza, but support uncertain. Saudi Arabia prepares sea and possible land offensive against Houthis. Donald Trump claims a deal has been reached for Hamas to disarm and Israel to withdraw its forces from Gaza. But many hurdles and conditions remained in the Palestinian territory. The agreement will be carried out in carefully structured phases, Trump said on social media. Next, second from The Guardian World. Friday briefing. Why attacks on hospitals from Ukraine to Lebanon now happen with impunity? In today's newsletter, the legal protections once considered foundational in conflict are now routinely bypassed, with healthcare personnel treated as legitimate targets. Good morning. While you were asleep, Donald Trump claimed a deal had been reached for the complete disarmament of Hamas in Gaza. Up next. Third, from Bloomberg Top, AI serves as the fount of perpetual tension between China, U.S. To continue, please click the box below to let us know you're not a robot. Please make sure your browser supports JavaScript and cookies, and that you are not blocking them from loading. For more information, you can review our terms of service and cookie policy. For inquiries related to this message, please contact our support team and provide the reference ID below. Block reference ID 608A4CBF8CA0LUMF1 AED2 9285283832A8. Get the most important global markets news at your fingertips with a Bloomberg.com subscription. Subscribe now and then. Fourth, from Bloomberg Top, Peter Frankopan on Ukraine, Iran, China, and the new global order. To continue, please click the box below to let us know you're not a robot. Please make sure your browser supports JavaScript and cookies and that you are not blocking them from loading. For more information, you can review our terms of service and cookie policy. For inquiries related to this message, please contact our support team and provide the reference ID below. Block reference ID 3CB22D1D8CNIE11F1 AB832C528CC3807. Get the most important global markets news at your fingertips with a Bloomberg.com subscription. Subscribe now next. Fifth, from BBC News. Top. Rushdie Abouaalouf. If Hamas disarmament plan holds, it could mark first credible step to ending Gaza war. Rushdie Abouaalouf. If Hamas disarmament plan holds, it could mark first credible step to ending Gaza war. Published after months of marathon talks, Hamas has, for the first time, accepted a framework of the Board of Peace's plan to completely disarm in Gaza. The plan provides for the inventorying and storage of its remaining heavy weapons under Palestinian supervision, potentially removing the most significant obstacle to advancing the Trump-backed peace initiative for Gaza. The move comes soon after Hamas concluded leadership elections that brought Gaza-based leader Khalil al-Haya to the head. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.